blacks have moved in there and have moved out for probably a mile or 2 miles square area, right in the very center of the city. Mm. Now, where I was born was white, and everything around it was white. Now it's totally black.
Mm-hmm. And what neighborhood would you say that is?
This would be running from around where the park extension of the Forsyth Park is, out to Nellie to Victory Drive, mm-hmm. which is about a mile or 2 miles square area, mm-hmm. and running on both sides of Bull Street, which is a dividing line between east and west in Savannah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are there places where the well-off black people live? Is there a certain area for upper or middle-class blacks as opposed to lower-class blacks?
I don't really believe that's true. The better class blacks have moved into the white areas, but I don't think you'd find any real section of any mm-hmm. better class. Mm-hmm.
Do the blacks have their own shopping areas?
Very little. In fact, I'd say very little of none.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very little.
Mm-hmm. What about, just in general, what are upper class neighborhoods in Savannah?
Audley Park, where our church is located, was one of the real high-class neighborhoods 40 to 50 years ago. Mm. Still nice neighborhoods, mm-hmm. but the houses are very close to one another, mm-hmm. Mainly two stories.
Are there any of those houses that I've seen where they actually share a common wall?
That would go back anywhere from 50 to 75 years ago.
What do you call houses like that?
Row houses. Mm-hmm. Now I went in an old home last Friday. I've never seen this house before for some reason. It is one single house with 5 units, up and lower, a total of 10 apartments in one house. Mm-hmm. Yet from the outside it looks like one real old mm-hmm. Victorian home.
Oh.
But most unusual. Now, the better neighborhoods developed about 12 miles south of the city in Windsor Forest. Mm. And from there, there's just been one neighborhood after another, mm-hmm. better class subdivisions.
The wealthy people now live in those areas.
Now they've gone back to Skidaway Island. That's the most exclusive place at the present time, which is where my ancestors landed on a boat from Virginia many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's an island right behind our home called Dutch Island that has some real nice homes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just below us, there's another bridge just below us and another island, Wilmington Island, and that's been real high-class neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the middle-class neighborhoods are?
There are a great many middle-class neighborhoods that are just scattered along the east side and some to the south.
Could you name just a few, just to get some representative names?
Paradise Park, Wilshire Estates, those are mainly at White Bluff. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Blueberry Hill.
Holly Heights.
Glad I got somebody to prompt me and help me.
Well, it helps. How about lower class neighborhoods?
Unfortunately, a great many houses in the inner city that at one time were real, real nice homes and nice neighborhoods. As blacks moved in, the houses deteriorated very badly. Mm-hmm. Landlords would do absolutely nothing. Mm. And